And welcome back to the mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. And we are going to take a break from Open Line, as joining us in studio this morning is Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. And Candy, good morning. How are you doing today? It's good to see you.
Good morning. Yes, I'm here. We had our CNN in person today.
Yeah. So those are always a lot more fun, aren't they?
It is a little more fun to get to see everybody and see the things that we. I got to do some shopping already.
get that out of the way, huh?
So I don't have a big list today. It was a small group, but it was fun. We were at Green Acres today.
Good place.
So they have been in business 30 years. Time does fly for sure. But great place. If you've never been in there, it's one of those places where you think, oh, I don't need to go. It's just a flower shop. And then you go inside and you realize, oh my gosh, they have flowers. They have gift items. They have decor. They've got landscaping. I mean, you name it, they've got it. And they do some unique things too. So I know they make, like, if you want a wreath for Christmas and you want your own special one that nobody else has, you can have a custom wreath made, or they do like custom artificial flower arrangements, things like that. So it's a nice place to get out, and we were excited. They were gearing up for the holiday open house, which I'll talk about later. She said one thing that was kind of interesting this year that's been nice is that they've seen an increase in people buying flowers for maybe family members that can't get out because of COVID-related happenings. And so a lot of people just kind of, hey, I'll buy somebody some flowers and just say, hey, I want to brighten your day. And so that's been kind of nice to do that. So, but yes, we were at Green Acres and that was exciting. Okay, some other things going on. So Jamie Grant from Coffeyville Rec was there today. Youth basketball signups are still happening. It's for third and fourth and fifth and sixth grade. So if you've got a kiddo wanting to play basketball, make sure you get in now to get signed up for that. Also, a shout out to everybody that participated in their virtual costume contest. That was something new they did this year. So glad they got to do that because it was a lot of fun. There were so many cute pictures and gave the kiddos a chance to have a little fun at home, right. You know. And so anyway, shout out to everybody that participated in that. Joe Brooks from Salvation Army. So it's almost that time of year where they start bell ringing. They're going to actually start a little bit early this year on November 21st. And they are looking for a bell ringer. So if you have a club, organization, students, anybody can volunteer to sign up and do some bell ringing. It's even a fun thing to do with your child. Like grab your kid and just hang out for an hour or 30 minutes or whatever and do some bell ringing and help out. And then starting next week, they will do the sign-ups for the Angel Tree. So if you know someone that needs assistance, have them stop in Salvation Army next week to do that. Jacob Rexwinkle from Equity Bank, he is kind of new. We introduced him a few weeks ago, but he's new as the branch manager over at Equity. Excited to be here, excited to be involved, great person. And this was his first in-person CNN,
yeah,
I think.
There we go.
So he was excited. So Chuck McFate from First Presbyterian Church, the spook trail went very, very well. So I didn't know this until he shared today, but 1,100 people went through the spook trails this year. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
That was awesome. They had great feedback. They're already starting to plan for next year. So thank you to everybody that showed up, to all the sponsors, the volunteers, everybody that made it possible. I think Coffeyville does really great when it comes to holidays. We have so many different things happening around Halloween, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas. I mean, it's just, we really like our holidays here. So we have fun.
Hey, that's what holidays are supposed to be.
Right.
They're supposed to be fun.
They are. So Chuck also said a reminder that the candlelit tours will be starting up soon. And that's always a favorite here in this area, too. It is a little different this year. They are going to limit the number of people that get to go into the Brown Mansion. So you need to purchase tickets, if possible, ahead of time, because they're going to have only so many spots per hour available. But that will be in conjunction with something new this year called Christmas on the Plaza. Basically, we want everybody to go out to the Brown Mansion, take your tours of that, and then go downtown, and there's going to be music, there's some shopping. Just
like pop-up shops will be there.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Which will be a lot of fun.
Things. Yes, just a good thing. And then be able to go out to eat. A lot of the restaurants are going to stay open a little bit later or be open on days they normally aren't, like on Sundays and stuff. So it'll be fun this year. It'll be a nice thing to do with your family. So That information is on our website, or excuse me, our Facebook, or they also have a page just for the plaza, on the Christmas on the Plaza. So you can search for that. So last few things that are coming up, we got some events. So November 15th is a Sunday, and it's our annual holiday open house. It's basically about, you know, 15, 20 businesses, maybe even more, I'm not sure, that have specials and just come holiday cheer to kind of get you started on early Christmas shopping. And they will have specials, food, you know, music, that kind of stuff. And we're doing something kind of cool this year. We have these little tote bags for $5. You can stop by the chamber starting on Monday. And inside the tote, it has coupons for most of these places. So for $5, you get free stuff, discounts. I mean, you name it, coupons that can only be used that day at these places. And then you just take your tote bag around, go shopping. And then when you're all done, take a picture and share it with us. And we can find out everything that you can find local. So that'll be a lot of fun. That's the 15th. We, on the 19th, I have a lunch and learn. It's called What Do Customers Really Want? And it's to help our local businesses know kind of what customers are thinking. To kind of be a part of that, I'm sending out a survey. So that'll go out on Facebook, hopefully today, and it'll be on, we can email it to you as well. But I want as many of the people in the community to fill it out, because it's going to be what you, Kyle, want as a customer. Do you want the best price? Are you wanting an atmosphere? Do you want good customer service? You know, are you looking at a variety of products? What are the things that are most important to you?
Right.
When we look at a list, we go, well, I want all those things. You know, there's probably like 20 things. I mean, I want everything. But we're going to make you kind of rank them to find out what are really the top, you know, three or four things that your business needs to have. I mean, plus, what are your pet peeves? What drives you crazy when you go in a store that they don't do or don't have? We want to know those things so that we can help our businesses provide better service and be great, you know, stewards for the customers. So that survey will be going out. Look for that. If you don't see it, call me at the chamber. I'll send it to you. But again, I want as many people as possible to fill that out so we can get a good idea of on that. And then at the end of the week or early next week will be the voting for the annual dinner awards. And those will be going out to the whole community. Anybody can fill it out. So everybody in the community can fill it out. But that's going to be nice. Again, we talked about that last week, but just getting everybody to recognize the awesome people in our community that worked hard this year, especially with the challenges of 2020.
Right,
so
right.
That's kind of fun. So those are a few things coming up. Oh, one last thing. We have had a lot of questions about the Christmas parade this year. As of right now, we are planning on moving forward on it. We're going to have it. We're going to encourage everybody to spread out. So don't all cluster down at the plaza. You know, there's going to be like 10 blocks you can set up on. So there's
right.
plenty of space for everybody to spread out. We'll have all the parade entries kind of limit who is on the float. So we don't want to have 50 kids, you know, crowded in at one float. But other than that, we think we'll be able to do it safely. And so we're going to move forward and still have our parade and have some fun this year. Of course, the tree will be lit up, our new tree that we got last year.
That's going to be even bigger this year.
Yes, it's going to be bigger. We added 2 more feet to it, and we got more lights. And it is just going to be, along with the plaza activities, it's going to be the place to be this holiday.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. When that tree was lit last year, that thing was beautiful.
It is, it is beautiful.
So it's going to be even bigger and better this year.
It is. And there'll be a little staging area so you can go take pictures. So a cool thing to do with the kids is, you know, just go out, tour the mansion, go take a picture by the tree, go shopping, you know, just some fun holiday cheer.
Absolutely.
And we all need it this year.
Oh, my goodness. And once we get that done, get this year out of here. So, I remember 2020, I thought, oh, this is going to be the year. And yeah, well, it's the year, all right. Not for the greatest thing in the world. All right. So, if anybody does have any questions for you, how can they get a hold of you down there at the chamber?
Of course, you can stop anytime and see me. You can call 251-2550. Facebook anytime, or on our website, you can email me directly. Lots of ways to get a hold of me. So,
all right. Well, thanks a lot, Candy, for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we will see you again, same bat time, same bat channel next week.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. But when we come back, we will have more open line. We'll get right back to it right after this break. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this absolutely beautiful morning here in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma. Currently 59 degrees out there, a high of about 74 later on.